I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robert Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I got to give some of you like some weird form of credit for like no matter what, you will stick to your nonsensical point. Like there's nothing that can move you off of it. It's kind of weird. Shane Thomas 54 tweets in, if there was damning evidence, why would Kaepernick accept only $80 million? The NFL has billions. They gave him a fraction of 1 year of income to make him go away. If we don't know what the number is, by the way, but if it was $80 million, you're going to spend that as a loss for him. $80 million. I didn't start the show going, what an epic win for Colin Kaepernick. I talked about how it's a historical moment. I talked about how he was not protesting the NFL. His protest was not about the NFL. The fight with the NFL was about him not having a job. The lawsuit was to collect damages for him not having a job. Looks like that's what happened. For the NFL, from their point of view, I get that they want this to go away. They want to finally move on. It's been talked about for years now. They wanted to finally move on. So the money is not the important thing, but you have to realize the interpretation and consequences that come with reaching a settlement like that. When two players are accusing you of colluding to keep them from being employed and you settle with them rather than saying, no, that's not true, when the burden of proof is on them, it says something. It says either you were scared of losing or you were scared of what was going to become public in the process. Not to mention the PR from just the optics of it going on. The best way I can put it is the NFL pleaded the fifth. Did you collude against Colin Kaepernick? We plead the fifth. But now, like as I said, for the health of sports discourse, it'll be good that the NFL Kaepernick battle is over. Whatever Kaepernick chooses to do as an activist, his platform is now enormous. And there's a responsibility he now has, I think, you know? Because of his decision, because of his willingness to, you know, what was the slogan? Believe in something even if it means sacrificing, I mean, everything. Because of his willingness to take it that far, he has become an important historical figure. And now I think he has a responsibility. And he's already done a lot of good stuff, donate a lot of money, you know, outreach and all that. He's already done a lot of good work. But I think he now has a responsibility to continue that. But as far as his fight with the NFL over whether he should be in the league, I think that's over. Now, does he get a crack at the league? That depends on what he wants, what the, you know, what's going on behind the NFL circles. I would still be surprised if he ever plays in the NFL again. And if I were him, I wouldn't play in the NFL again. To me, this now also can end the you know, like somebody like me who would say, why are these guys getting a job before Colin Kaepernick? I'm going to stop saying that now because he reached that settlement. You know, he got what he felt or agreed was acceptable in return for not being on a roster in 2017, not being on a roster in 2018. USAYT tweets in, I totally agree with your Kaepernick take this morning, which I find very unusual for me. Please let's hear your views on the James versus Jordan GOAT debate again so I can start my feet on the wrong foot this weekend. Well, you know. Let me just say this real quick because I saw people, all sorts of different variations of the LeBron Jordan thing this week. I think LeBron James is the greatest player of all time. I think LeBron is better than Michael Jordan. But believing that Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time is an eminently reasonable position. That's a reasonable thing. So I don't get mad if someone says Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. Notice it's only the people who say that Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time who get mad when people say LeBron is. they get mad defensive. That's all I'll say on that right now. How about LT in Chicago? LT, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, LT?
What's going on, Robin? How you been?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. All I have to say really is anybody that can't see the logic trail to the obvious conclusion that you're speaking on just don't want to see, because the NFL money is way longer than Colin Kaepernick. And if they really wanted to just bankrupt him and destroy him and discredit him, they would have took it to trial and stretched it out forever till he'd been bled him dry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the fact that it got to this point shows he had some sort of evidence, right? Like, it wouldn't be, we wouldn't even be talking about this because the judge would just say, no, this is no case. And that would have been enormously embarrassing to Colin Kaepernick. But even the fact that it got to trial because there was evidence, even if they had taken it to the end and Kaepernick lost, it still would, in a way, be embarrassing to him. But at the same time, the NFL was scared of what would have happened in the process, whether they would have actually lost or the information that would have gotten out there. And I don't see how anybody else comes to any other conclusion than that. It really, you know, and it just defies all logic. It already did, LT, what I was saying before. It already, there was no reasonable argument for Kaepernick being out of the league on the merits. That had already been gone. It's been gone for a long time. And this is just even more on that pile, or else why, you know, if they literally did nothing wrong, if there was nothing for them to be worried about, everything was on him to prove it. So, you know, crush him in court.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they couldn't, which is telling. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. How about Dre in Central Valley, California? Dre, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
So I really think that you're right on the bad optics for the NFL and for a few reasons. One, I think you're dealing with a bunch of owners and people making decisions, and all it took was for one cell phone text conversation to just be real bad. I really think that as soon as that was discovered with the NFL owners and the lawyers, they wanted to find a number to get rid of it, because if they really had evidence of collusion, they would have settled a long time ago. The money, like your previous caller said, they got deep, deep pockets. This is pocket change to them, and I think that both sides lost and won. I mean, if Colin had like evidence of true collusion, he could have just rocked the entire NFL world. And
Dre, but that wasn't his goal, right? Like that's not what he was trying to do. I think that's where some of the conflation comes in. Kaepernick's protest was not about that. He was never about. He never.
I read every article and everything. I watched a kid in high school play. So, I mean, I was like right in the eye of the storm over here, lifelong Niner fan, all that.
Sure, but what I mean, Dre, is his goal was not to rock the NFL to his core. The goal of this entire suit was, hey, I should be in the NFL. I'm not. You owe me money. That was
That's what I don't understand, is how he opts out of a contract thinking that he's going to get signed, and then he doesn't get signed.
Well, they were going to cut him. They were going to cut him. So he opting out of the contract is meaningless. The whole point he opted out of the contract was to give himself more time to find a team. There was no way that contract was being honored. So he had no offer, right? Like the only offer that people have used as a talking point, which is just garbage, is the one from the Broncos. You know, and people, before anybody brings that up, let me just destroy that right now. That happened when he was still under contract with the 49ers and guaranteed a lot of money. He would have had to have taken an enormous pay cut to go to Denver. It also happened before the protest, which is the whole point of why he would be colluded against. So it was pre-protest when he was still under contract. Opting out was because it had been communicated to him that he was being cut. So they opted out to give more time to find a new team. And in that whole time, from that opt-out to now, not a single offer was extended. Zero offers. When we've seen Nathan Peterman play, when we've seen so many teams, including the Broncos, struggle to find a quarterback, when we've seen Mark Sanchez, who was out of the league for the same amount of time, just get a job, when we've seen Josh Johnson, who was out of the league for the same amount of time, just get a job, when we've seen all these other guys, these struggle guys out there, you're talking about someone who, when he last played, had four times as many touchdowns as interceptions. Somebody who made it to the Super Bowl as a quarterback, made it to the NFC Championship game the next year. It was Richard Sherman's hand away from getting to back-to-back Super Bowls. There was no logical argument for Kaepernick as a football player not being in the league, other than they didn't want him there. And if you're still there after this settlement, there's nothing. No matter what Kaepernick had done in court, no matter what smoking gun, you would have spun it some other way. If you're still there now, come on. Again, I just said I'm happy. I don't want to. You think I want to have these same conversations for the rest of my life? You know, I don't love it. It gets. It got tiresome to, bring him up every time. But then I felt like, you know, just because I'm tired of it doesn't mean I shouldn't do it because it's wrong. He's being wronged. Now I'm done with that. You're not going to hear me bring his name up anymore about quarterbacks and who they're looking at. It was settled. His battle with the NFL is over. If he decides he wants to keep trying to play in the NFL, that's his decision, his prerogative. But as far as the whole battle with them, it's over in my mind. But it's at least a tacit admission from the NFL that things were not proper, that he wasn't simply out of the league for football reasons like Roger Goodell tried to peddle Super Bowl week in front of a microphone and cameras. That was, is, and has always been garbage, and anyone who's being honest with themselves knows that is true. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about the landmark settlement between Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reid, and the NFL yesterday. I'm not using that word lightly. I think it's a landmark thing. You know, there will be a part of history that is annotated with that. You know, this story that we've been following and talking about for years now, the part of Kaepernick versus the NFL is over with because they settled and the NFL did not fight the allegations that they colluded to keep him from being on a team. Jose Rojas tweets in, what about 2019 and so on? Why did he settle for just 2 or 3 years? Maybe because they're in agreement where Cap is going to play. Maybe a contract is already signed. Again, we don't know what he settled for, guys. Nobody knows. This is confidentially. People are speculating. And the speculation is for a lot of money because a starting NFL quarterback, it's $20 million a year, roughly. 2 years, that's, you know, just on what the quarterback would be making for 2 years. You're talking $40 million. Any other damages, you're talking, you know, that's where the $60, $80 million numbers are coming from. Is it a possibility he's already signed to play with the team? Sure. Does this open the chances of him coming back to the NFL? Sure. Would I ever play in the NFL if I were him again? No. I mean, at this point, you know, I think his battle with the NFL from a PR standpoint can be a win. His money received would obviously be a win. And he now can use his newfound activism platform to focus on that. But I'm not him. He can make whatever decision he wants to make. But we're talking about the period of time that he was fighting over, which was post-protest when he didn't have a job until now when he still didn't have a job. Obviously, the more and more time passes, the less likely is his return to football, but I no longer feel the need to state his case for him because his case was settled. Steve in Jacksonville, Florida. Steve, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Rob, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I feel like this. It's all about a job. Everyone is entitled to a job, to work. The money that is about the NFL, that's obsolete right now. The whole issue is I won my case, I lost my case. It's not even about that. It's about can I have a job? You offer me a job, good. If you don't get a job and play in the NFL no more, I wouldn't play in the NFL because my knees can go out. I can get a concussion. Hey, you got a platform now that you can help and do and build yourself up even more. This is historic. Okay, it's over and done with. The NFL and all of the fight about them, that's over and done with. The main reason was all about can I get a job? Me personally, the Jacksonville Jaguars need a quarterback. Hello? Get rid of what we got. He go a quality man. His quarterback ratings was up. Come on. Come on. It's all about a job. Can I have a job is what they saying. Can we work? This is what we came into. This is what we did in college. We our goal was to play in the NFL, to get there. Okay, now you're telling me I can't work? For what reason? Give me a good reason. So the NFL looked at it as is, hey, there's something going on. Yeah, you may have damaging evidence against us, but let's get rid of this. Okay, can I come back to work now? No, I wouldn't go back. I would. I agree with you. I would not go back and play it anymore.
Yeah, because, I mean, he can make whatever decision he wants. You know, I'm not him. I would never tell anybody what to do. I'm saying if I were in his shoes that I would not go back at this point. But, the point of, as you're saying, the point of the suit, the entire point of it was I'm being denied employment. I'm seeking damages for that. That's settled now. The rest is an open book. James in Illinois, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, James?
Hey, I want to make a couple points if I could.
Sure.
First one, and, you know, I know you're going to say one has nothing to do with the other, but Kobe Bryant and Derrick Rose both settled cases that they were charged with rape on. So does that mean logically everybody can assume that they actually raped those people that were claiming they raped them, or could it have just been they wanted to get it done and over with, regardless if they were guilty or innocent?
Well, Kobe Bryant, in a statement after the fact, has said he now understands how consent wasn't given. So, he's admitting that he can see where someone felt they were wronged in that case. So, I see what you're trying to do. I never said that, by the way. I never said I said it's a tacit admission of guilt that something was going on, right? Or else why wouldn't they fight it? Because I just flipped what you were trying to do on me back on you because Kobe actually came out and said that.
Yeah, years later, not right after.
Well, he still said it. So what point are you trying to make?
My point is it does no good for the NFL to have this just out there. Now it's done and over with. There's confidentiality agreement.
So why do you need the confidentiality if there's nothing you're worried about?
Okay, but if Kaepernick wanted to beat them, then he would never agree to.
But his goal was not to beat the NFL. That wasn't the point of this. Like, that's being confused. That was not the point. I know we've talked about Kaepernick versus the NFL a lot on Sports Talk Radio, but the point was not.
You don't want to win your case. If you don't want to win your case, then what's the point
They reached a settlement. You know how many cases get settled? A ton. He reached a settlement that him and his representatives were satisfied with. Kaepernick's protest was about police violence and brutality and the treatment of black people in this country, right? That's what his protest was about.
So let me
then, because of the protest and the forum in which he protested, because the protest was never about the national anthem, it was never about the flag or any of that stuff, he just felt that to be a strong forum. I don't even know if he realized how big that would become when he did that. All right. In fact, I don't think he did at all. That became a separate debate about disrespecting the flag or not. And then the NFL part of it is a whole separate debate about whether he should have been in the NFL or not. None of that had to do with what actually he was protesting. And now, because we've talked about it so much, people are confusing those two issues when his goal was not to destroy the NFL. He was in the NFL. He worked for the NFL. He had friends and teammates in the NFL. The goal was not to destroy the NFL. The goal was, I should have a job in the NFL. and you're not allowing me to have a job in the NFL. I'm seeking damages for that. And then they reached an agreement on what those damages were. It's over with.
Could he have played one more year if he wanted to?
Sure.
Because he had a player option, right?
No. He was going to get cut. He was done.
He was going to get cut.
Yes, he had no grounds to continue to play in the. There was no willingness from Kaepernick to walk away. If that's what you're trying to spin this into, too. No, he had no options. No one offered him not a single team offered him even a below market value contract. No one.
Run a business, and for whatever reason, good or bad, whatever one of your employees does alienates a portion of your
family. Okay, now you're going back to an old argument, man. Then okay, fine, but if you're that business, would you then give them, let's say, $80 million?
You're not going to have somebody under employment with you if they're alienating part
then
of
then
your,
why settle the case if it was simply that? Because every hold on a second. If every NFL team had individually reached that conclusion, there's no collusion. The burden of proof had to be the NFL team communicating with the league or an owner communicating with another owner. Stuff like that. That's the collusion aspect of it. And I'm not saying he had direct proof of that. I don't know. He had enough proof for this to go to trial, or else it would have just been dismissed. He had enough proof where it went to trial, and then the NFL, for whatever their reasons were, calculated that it was worth throwing a lot of money at this to go away rather than having it go to the discovery stage, either because they would lose or because they didn't want what was going to come out to come out. That's as simple. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Sorry, you can't go back to these old interpretations you're having. I don't know why it behooves you that you feel like it empowers you to hold on to a losing argument for the rest of eternity. I don't know what your motivation is for that, but good luck with it.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio, Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reed, the NFL reaches settlement, likely ending the conversation about Kaepernick versus the NFL, a conversation that's gone on for a long time now. So sort of the end of a chapter in the book of Colin Kaepernick in that story and, you know, a significant event. So we're talking about it. 855-212-4227. How about Knight in Indianapolis? Knight, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
How you doing? Hey, I think all this is three different things. One, the lawsuit was about him getting paid for at least 3 years of his fair market value. So the reports that he got anywhere from 60 to 70 million would make sense at 20 million a year for 3 to 4 years.
Sure. It also, you know, makes sense, Knight, if the I question the timing of that leak about the AAF. So I'm not even taking that report at face value, but it would make that the contract demand of $20 million make sense beyond just, oh, I'm worth that because of publicity. It would be that's the market value. And from a legal standpoint, to continue fighting for that market value would make a lot of sense.
Right. And then Charles Barkley, I don't know if you knew, Charles Barkley and Michael Wilburn, they wrote a book called Who's Afraid of a Large Black Man. I didn't know if you have you heard about that book.
No, I'm actually not familiar with the book. Obviously, I know both guys. I know Mike Wilbon a little bit personally.
Well, when you get a chance, read that, and I urge all your listeners, because those are two people they would know, go ahead and read that, and because I think what Colin Kaepernick was trying to protest was about real life, injustice, death, and brutality. And so that's what people got to understand. And then, as you said, it wasn't against the flag. I think his name was Nate Boyer, a Green Beret Special Forces guy.
Yeah, it was.
Asked him to kneel as a sign of respect because he was just sitting on the bench, wasn't bringing attention to himself, was just a silent protest. And this guy asked him to kneel to show respect.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, and I really don't want to like veer into that discussion again because it's almost irrelevant, but you're 100% right. I think. In the grand scheme of things, though, what you said that's significant and that I've brought up a few times today is regarding the protest. He was just, you know, this was not a calculated thing from Colin Kaepernick. Like, this was not something he could have ever realized would be what it is. He was sitting there. No one noticed. One picture was taken, and it became a story. And then, yes, he adapted the protest to show more respect. But of course, his the idea of protesting during the national anthem was not a protest of the national anthem, or of course of veterans or anyone like that. It was likely, and as he expressed, if I don't feel America is supporting me or people like me, then why am I going to stand for this? And in a very from a magnitude standpoint, turned out to be almost the most effective way to protest imaginable, because it struck a chord and because it drew so much attention, not from a calculated standpoint, but because that's just how it happened. He couldn't have seen that coming. But, you know, protests are designed to be disruptive. If a protest is not disruptive, it's likely not effective. Larry in South Carolina. Larry, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Good morning, Robin. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm going to make a point of view that will probably be unpopular with you. So please, if you could, try not to interrupt me too much.
As long as it's legitimate, I will let every point of view fly. And there, you know, certain hateful language or coded language and stuff like that, I'll cut people off for. But if it's a legitimate point of view, I'm all ears. Go ahead.
Right on, sir. A negative. Yeah, I wouldn't do that to you. Hey, listen, just a couple quick points. One, you know, the NFL... Yes, it's big business and it's fun to watch. Let's face it, it's entertainment. Two, now, under the collective bargaining agreement, this player's code of conduct, anything that's disruptive to the game, not just within the game, but the actual, I guess, the league's image, that kind of thing, it's very broad, as we know. It's very broad. Okay, and lastly, you know, the last time I checked, yeah, the CFL, they play football. He could go play up there, but that's not a popular place to kneel while they're singing Oh Canada, I can tell you that. And lastly, you know, there might be kind of a reason he's not getting picked up. When he went to the Super Bowl, okay, he did so with a really stacked 49ers team. Oh, and that was Alex Smith's team who lost his job.
But here's my question, Larry. Why are you making these points the day after the NFL just decided to pay him a settlement?
The reason Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job is he sucked.
Then why would the NFL settle with him?
They didn't want to pay any more money than they possibly had to.
So why would they be afraid of paying more money? What would be the fear of paying more money if he had no case?
Well, to be honest with you, if it would have been up to me, I'd have said, let's take it to trial.
But it wasn't up to you. It was up to the NFL, and they decided to settle. Why?
They just wanted it to go away.
So they were just willing to pay. They just pay $80 million or whatever it might be to anything to make it go away? If it had no merits?
Nothing to the NFL.
So why did the judge allow it to go to trial if there was no evidence? Because if there was no reason for it to go to trial, he would have dismissed it. Why?
Weak cases go to trial all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, look, man, you're just not going to move. I can't help you if you just will not move off a position no matter what. No matter what evidence is put in front of you. You know, I don't even want to argue the merits of Colin. I'm not even sitting here saying Colin Kaepernick is the MVP of the league. But his statistical profile is 100% of a starting NFL quarterback. It is a fact he went to a Super Bowl. It is a fact he went to another NFC championship game back-to-back years. And those are facts. It is a fact he has 42 more touchdowns than he has interceptions. It is a fact he has a higher, you know, rating than Joe Flacco and Eli Manning and guys like that. Like, those are facts. Mark in Lexington, South Carolina. Mark, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, man. I don't understand. I don't care about Kaepernick. I bought Nike a couple weeks ago. It's fine. I like him. He's fine. I just don't understand if they don't want him, if you're doing something at work that they don't want you to do.
That's not the point, Mark. That's not the point.
Why would they want to hire you?
But that's not the point, Mark. Do you understand that's not the point? If every NFL team had reached that conclusion, he has no case. He has no case. If every NFL – no, seriously, hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'll let you continue. But if every NFL team had decided we don't want that as part of our business, you know, even if they said we don't agree with what he's protesting, even if that was their point of view, that's fine. They're allowed to. They are allowed to. So there is nothing improper or illegal. There would be no ramifications for that. None. Kaepernick's suit, the accusation was that the NFL conspired, colluded to keep him from having a job, meaning there was a level of coordination, meaning some owners were scared of Trump and what he might say, and therefore they wouldn't sign him, and that this was communicated between owners, between commissioner and owner, that some owners were so upset by what he was doing that they didn't want him on their team, and it was communicated between that and the league to keep him off. Let's make sure nobody signs him. It wasn't that a team said, we don't want that on our team, because the team, that's their prerogative. They're allowed to do that. The suit, though, passed the muster, passed the smell test for the judge from an evidence standpoint to move to trial, meaning Kaepernick and his lawyers, Eric Reed as well, had enough evidence where the judge said, yeah, you have a case. Let's move it forward. And then once that happened, and we're on the precipice of the discovery stage, meaning the communications, the depositions, Roger Goodell was deposed, so was Jerry Jones, so was John Elway, would all become public. People would see what they said about this. People would see whatever emails or text messages Kaepernick's people had got. And the NFL wanted no parts of that. So the NFL decided, we're going to settle this case. And if it was just every team had said, you know what, we don't want that, then there was no case. So what you're saying is irrelevant to this settlement.
Okay, I kind of understand. One more question.
Yeah.
If you work at McDonald's or Walmart, and you're stocking groceries, you're the best stocker, or something like that. But you wear a shirt that says this or that offends a bunch of people. They quit shopping at that particular Walmart, and other Walmarts don't want to hire you when this Walmart gets rid of, or whatever. Was that collusion?
No, that wouldn't be. And he wouldn't have a case. If every NFL team independently decided that, he wouldn't have a case. In order for the case to proceed, he had to have some sort of evidence of coordination, of communication between those teams in the league or owner to owner. Not just because a team can't collude with itself, right? A team can't collude with itself. Let's say, and I mean no offense to this team or their fan base, I'm just randomly picking an NFL team. If the Carolina Panthers had said, we don't want to bring Kaepernick in for those reasons, he has no case. None. But if the owner of the Carolina Panthers communicates with Roger Goodell or another owner or somebody, and they're saying, yeah, this is bad for the league, or I don't like this guy, or you know, if we bring him in, Trump is going to go on a rant, and that's going to be terrible for the NFL. We can't have this guy in the league. Then he has a case.
I kind of understand. I appreciate the answer.
Yeah, you got it, man. John in Massachusetts. John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, John?
Hey, yeah. I was just kind of listening to you and everything and what you've been talking about. I noticed that you kind of mentioned that you didn't think that this collusion case was kind of about, like, emotionally driven, per se. You thought that Kaepernick wasn't getting a job, he wasn't playing, and that's where this kind of lawsuit came about. I disagree 100%. I think if you kind of look at everything Kaepernick has done in his campaign, I think almost all of it is just complete emotion and anger, especially towards whatever opposition group he has. I'm reading right now, because I just kind of been reading some facts about this, and I'm looking through some of, like, the opposition and, like, some of the stuff that his followers and his girlfriend especially have said. And not to mention, I'm reading right here, it says he donated $25,000 to a convicted cop killer. After this, not to mention
I'm not going to just go with unverified stuff. I don't know where that's found, but I'm going to talk about the lawsuit. The lawsuit, you cannot argue that it was emotionally driven because of what it says. He filed a suit that I will give you the exact wording so that it cannot be misinterpreted. Okay, I'm finding it now. Have colluded... The filing, which demands an arbitration hearing on the matter, says the NFL and its owners have colluded to deprive Mr. Kaepernick of employment rights in retaliation for Mr. Kaepernick's leadership and advocacy for equality and social justice, and is bringing awareness to peculiar institutions still undermining racial inequality in the United States. If the NFL, as well as professional sports team, is to remain a meritocracy, then principled and peaceful protests, which the owners themselves made great theater imitating weeks ago, should not be punished, and athletes should not be denied employment based on partisan political provocation by the executive branch of the government. Such a precedent threatens all patriotic Americans and harkens back to our darkest days as a nation. Protecting all athletes from such collusive conduct is what compelled Mr. Kaepernick to file his grievance. So the grievance was filed because he was being denied employment, and he is saying that that denial of employment was because of collusion within the league to keep him out of the league, and in part because of what they were scared, when it says executive branch of the government, what they were scared of what the retaliation from the president would be. So that is the absolute letter of the law legality of what was brought forward. And it was about his lack of employment. He didn't say, I'm mad at the NFL. I mean, I'm sure he was. It wasn't, I'm bringing the NFL down. The protest was not about the NFL. The protest was about the other issues I just read in the lawsuit. The lawsuit was about him not having a job in the NFL. That shouldn't be hard to understand. You're trying, if that's hard to understand. Like, you're trying to not understand that. Otherwise, you know, what are you going to do? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. I'll take a few more on this, but then I'm going to move on. I mean, I'm paying this the proper attention today. This is not just like a random manufactured Kaepernick talking point. This is the real resolution of something we've been talking about for a few years. So something that significant deserves attention, no doubt. But I want to get to some other stuff, like I said, on the show as well. Got a couple more hours for you this morning. And you're, all, as always, a part of it if you want to weigh in. 855-212-4227. Again, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. Any portion of the show you missed, you can just grab the podcast, cbssportsradio.com. Go to the audio page and click on my beautiful face. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.